Good morning, 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and everybody's all holiday dressed here except for me. Laura Turbide's here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Now, we're just having an off-air conversation about moms and grandmoms and babies and stuff. Do we want to just keep that going, or we want to talk about Finger Lakes Health stuff?
Always. We would love to. We can do a little of both, I think.
So before we meet our guest, any news or notes or events or happenings?
Just obviously two things upcoming. Dr. Wirth and Dr. Reese will be moving their location in Waterloo to join in with the life care team. And that move is going to be taking place December 28th. Patients are getting notified in letters and other things, but thought it'd be important to share. Also, of course, urgent care open for anything you need. We hope that people don't need us. But if you do, of course, at Finger Lakes Health Commons, which is on Preemption Road in Geneva, also over in Seneca Falls. And we're looking to be doing some expanded hours once the new year hits. So that will continue to grow at urgent care. And of course, just a shout out to our whole team that works through these holidays. You can only imagine, nobody wants to be sick in the holidays. We are wishing everybody a happy, healthy holiday season. But if you do need us 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, we have a team there. So I just want to give a shout out to our team who gives up time with their families, does everything. You think about every nurse, every tech, every housekeeper, every nutritional services person, every security officer, all the people don't think about, in addition to, of course, our hospitalist team and ED physicians and surgeons and anesthesiologists. So thanks to all of them.
Now, I know last time you were here with Tina, we weren't sure about the Christmas hours. Do you know offhand, like Christmas Day or day before, which urgent cares are open when, or just go to the website?
Go to the website, okay. And then you'll actually be able to know right away. Also, you can certainly always call ahead, and they'll slot you into a slot. That we do recommend that still, but of course, more importantly, just check the website, and it is going to be very typical hours. So the good news is that we will be open, and you probably, unless you're sleeping, we're probably there.
All right. So you gave a shout out to a lot of the team members, and one of the things I love about these segments is getting to speak with them, including this very intelligent and very beautiful young lady that you brought with you today.
Yes. Today is my pleasure. As you know, I always get to bring somebody new and different, and today it's a Christmas present for me because I get to bring someone who I have the pleasure of working with every day. So as many of you know, I not only do community relations, but I also am involved with our foundation. And as part of that work, when I received that role, I also was fortunate to have somebody come along with that area who has had a whole host of responsibilities at the health system. So many of people know Lisa Ventura. Lisa has been with the health system over 30 years and has done everything from patient accounts to being a social worker, which many people have met her in their first capacity there in the ED, or I met her in the Family Birth Center, speaking if we want to keep the baby conversation going, when she was a social worker there. Obviously, she has a lot of experience through long-term care, working in admissions as the director of admissions there, then helped us with our hike or senior housing project, and I think found what might be even her true calling. I'm not sure. She'd have to tell us if that's the case or not, but she is a masteress at telling the Finger Lakes Health story, at helping, because she has so much of a loyalty and commitment to our organization, but also has this depth of experience. She's seen so many of the areas. She's a perfect person to go out and meet with people, because as we talk about many times on the show, we are a community-owned not-for-profit, which means we can't do it without the community. Also, the community owns us. So in that sense, we rely on donations. It's critical for us to get the newest equipment and things to have people support us. And so as director of major and annual gifts, Lisa's job is to be out in the community telling our story, and she's done a fantastic job in helping people realize that the investment they make in us really does have an impact to our patients, our community, and helps us be the kind of local healthcare system we want. So thanks to Lisa, we've always have had continually growing annual campaigns and a fantastically successful capital campaign at Geneva. So I'll let her talk a little bit about her work. And as I said, usually I get to bring people who I don't know anything about what they do. This time it's a beautiful conversation because we both get to do a little bit of it.
All right. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
So how long have you been in this position now?
It'll be 7 years next week. So I came at the end of December.
So that you've kind of, a lot of the jobs you've been in before have involved fundraising and that sort of thing as well. So I guess it was kind of a natural transition.
I never did fundraising professionally.
Didn't? Oh, I thought you did.
No,
okay, I'm sorry.
No. For my children, going back to children, we've sold popcorn,
sales,
candy bars, and all that sort of thing now. More of a social work role,
okay.
And admissions. So this was a new, kind of a good the right step. It's relationship building, and all of my career options have been in relationship building. So this was just another natural.
So Laura talked about it a little bit. Go into a little more detail on the role of the foundation and what it does for the hospital and the health system.
The foundation helps, with the money that comes in, helps to keep us state-of-the-art, buying new equipment, new programs. And, you know, it's essential at both health systems to be able to be competitive and have the newest equipment and newest programs and that.
Very often, things that the foundation can support are things that otherwise aren't supported from a reimbursement perspective. So whether it's enhancements to quality of life, long-term care, I think about some examples of people who've donated money for us to do Zumba Gold for our residents, or the auxiliaries are an instrumental part. We have an auxiliary at Taylor Brown at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital and at Geneva General Hospital. Taylor Brown Auxiliary has created beautiful gardens and helped support music, whole computer labs, special spots for families to have dinners, the kinds of things that otherwise aren't possible. Soldiers and Sailors, same thing. They just gave money to help equipment in the Soldiers and Sailors cardiac rehab, as well as the emergency department. And I believe the third area was the laboratory. Mm-hmm. So some of the clinical areas were things that you just can imagine are more expensive than anyone can guess. So also, even family members and people who've given gifts. We've talked a little bit about the Homestead multi-sensory room. That was a family who saw a need because they had a loved one who could benefit. So the kind of work and relationships that get developed really translates into things that we otherwise wouldn't ever be able to do at a
and
small community.
It's like Laura said, it's telling our story and people, just like she said, bringing them in, showing them all the behind-the-scenes things that happen that people might not realize. Oh, I didn't realize that you had Zumba Gold or long-term care and that sort of thing. So that's my job, to go out and just tell our story and to get to know donors. And I'd really like to give a shout out. We have fantastic donors in this community that give year after year, and we can never thank them enough. But it makes a huge impact. I also want to say that this is the time of year when people are crunch time for the holidays, and what do I get? You know, Aunt Josephine, I don't know what to get her. You can always make a donation to the health system. And we'll send her a little note, let her know that someone thought that much of her that they made a donation in her honor, or, you know, someone that maybe has passed away in a memory. We'll do all of that. So if you're that last minute gift and you don't know what to do, we're here for you.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about some of the other ways that you can give in a moment. When the brand new renovations at the hospital opened, was the foundation involved there as well in equipping some of these rooms and some of the family accoutrements that were there? We talked so much about how family-friendly all those new rooms were. Is that some of the things the foundation gets involved in?
Yes, absolutely. We went out. I met with people and had them tour the new facilities. And sometimes it was just looking at a plan, an architectural plan. This is what it's going to look like. And you'll notice when you're in the hospital, there's plaques, and those are donor plaques, people that really wanted to invest in their community hospital because it's that important to have a hospital in your community. And they made donations, and we have plaques that show that. If you go into the emergency room, there's plaques on a lot of those rooms, and it makes a huge difference, especially in the emergency room, brand new. Dave and Brenda Rickey, obviously, their foundation supported that emergency room, but the nurses and the staff that work in the ED helped us design it. So they're the ones, they're the front-end workers. We wanted it to be good for them, and then bringing in donors and being able to say, you know, would you like to make a donation and name a room?
And every single gift size matters. I don't think Absolutely. We can say this enough, that we recently were looking at even lists of sort of the top 200 people over years and years, way before Lisa and I, even before we were there, who've made a commitment to just say, every year at this time of year, I do my charitable giving. Regardless what happens with your taxes, we hope people will continue to give because it matters and because we need it and it's such an important part of it. But those people who send us their check religiously and sort of in a loyal way every single year, over time, that adds up to have such an incredible impact people don't realize. And often people ask us, well, I can't maybe make a gift to maybe name somewhere and get a plaque today. Well, over time, you'd be surprised at what things add up and what a huge impact it has for us. So we've had everything from children doing lemonade stands to people who have given change at the counter when they come to the cafeteria. All of those kinds of things make a huge difference, as well as the person who, as Lisa said, either recognized as a caregiver, maybe they had good care in the hospital, maybe they had their joint replaced and want to thank someone, their surgeon, their nursing team, etc. But also, as we all know, for those of us who maybe have everything we need and how fortunate we are this time of year, and as we take stock and are grateful, this is a fantastic way to send your gift along and really recognize people that matter in your life and know that you're doing something that pays it forward.
And when we have these discussions, I always like to get into some of the other ways other than just strictly writing a check. For example, the stock market is exploding this year. Maybe you have some securities that are appreciated in value or some real estate. So explain some of those other ways of giving just besides just writing a check.
A lot of people do donate a stock gift. We really appreciate that. You know, they'll give me a call and tell us that it makes a huge difference. People will do, like Laura said, all sorts of ways other than writing a check. Real estate and planned giving is huge. Sometimes people, you know, it means it's important to them and they'll leave us in their will. I'm willing to talk to anyone about that. It's pretty painless to do. Sometimes families, parents are really happy that their children have done so well, and they really would like to give a portion of their estate to the health system, and we really appreciate those gifts as well.
Do you get a significant amount of corporate support? You talked about a lot of the foundations and things. Do you go to Guardian Glass or Zotos or Goulds and companies like that and talk to them as well?
We do. Lots of companies support us year after year. Sometimes I don't even have to go anymore. I'll just pick up the phone and have that relationship already, and they will, and they'll write us a corporate check. So always wonderful relationships like that. We have so many businesses in this community that are philanthropic.
And then I've talked so many times in these segments just about all the unique and innovative things that Finger Lakes Health is doing in terms of services it offers in a relatively small town or towns. That must make what you do easier to be able to show people these beautiful new facilities and say, now we have this program and we have this service. It's selling is great when you have a great product to sell.
Absolutely. Come and see and look. Us being fellow Rotarians, we worked with the Child Care Center. They applied for a grant through Rotary. And we have a garden, a multi-generational garden with the children and with long-term care. And that's just awesome to incorporate that. And so there's many ways that you can just see the donations at work.
And also, go ahead, Laura.
I was going to say, Yates County will be in the spring unveiling the Medic 55 vehicle that was made possible through donations. We've been talking about in Yates County everything from the Yates TB and Health Organization to the Once Again Shop to these incredibly generous community-based organizations that make things happen, to Rotary, Lions Club. And Penn Yan, who make things happen in a way that has this incredible ripple effect. So we feel very, very fortunate that we live in communities that really do they understand and value what it would mean if they didn't have this kind of local health care. So we do feel grateful. And I'll also say we have three funds. We have a fund that you can designate specifically for Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital and the Yates County Services. We have a Geneva General Hospital fund Geneva fund that covers Seneca County, all of the Seneca County services we offer, as well as Geneva. And we have the Finger Lakes Health Fund, which is the area of least restriction. We say the area of greatest need. And as you can imagine, because we can't predict what 5 or 10 years we're going to need from now, if someone really doesn't have a pet project there, I want to give to this specific department, which they can do. They can designate to any department in any way they'd like or any site of ours. But we also love it if you just want to give in a more general way, because that way 10 years from now when there is a need, or next week when there is a need that isn't in that department, we have the flexibility to use it as needed. So we always have those three funds sort of open as part of our annual fund work.
And just one last thing real quick, if a few seconds left, is it's not just about buying stuff. The foundation also makes a number of scholarships and awards for people who are getting into the field.
Correct. The College of Nursing, we have scholarships in the College of Nursing, the New Vision Program, we have scholarships there. And we do. I just want to give one little quick shout out to our employees. As Laura said, they do work all those crazy hours.
They also give.
We have so many employees that do give to the foundation. So they give us in a lot of different ways.
All right, Lisa, if somebody wants to contact you, what's the best way?
They can call me at 315-787-4074. It's on the website. You can also do a donation through the website. So if you're one of those people that's up at 3 in the morning and wants to make a donation, go to our website and do it that way.
All right. Lisa, thanks. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Laura, thank you as always. Thank you for a beautiful birthday gift.
How
thoughtful of you.
I was going to say happy birthday yesterday. We're a day late, but hopefully we're not a dollar short.
Not at all. I appreciate it. And love getting to talk to you and all the people you bring in. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Let's get healthy. Again in 2 weeks with Finger Lakes Health here on the Finger Lakes Morning News. It is now 8:53, Finger Lakes Morning News.